Hello and welcome to the Every Child Every Day podcast. I'm your host, Rob Arnold, superintendent of Amherst County Schools. On today's show, we're going to talk about Iron Lives, a student program started in Amherst County High School 10 years ago and is growing into neighboring divisions in the recent years. Unfortunately, Amherst County High School's program has seen membership and participation decline in recent years. That trend, however, has reversed this fall, and membership in the program is on the rise again. Join me as we discuss Iron Lives with the people helping to lead this effort: Marcus Thomas, Director of Programs, Sabrina Marth, Director of Operations, and Devontae Sorrells, student participant in Iron Lives at Amherst County High School. Okay, guys, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you. So we're going to start with some introductions. I've told everybody who you are and what you do, but if you can give us a little bit more background, I'll start on my right here with Sabrina.
My name is Sabrina Marth. I am the Director of Operations for Iron Lives Incorporated. I am a 2014 Sweetbriar College graduate with a background in psychology that I now use, which is super different from what my daily job is now, but it applies to working with our kids and helping to grow our programs, which now we have our really great director of programs, Marcus Thomas, with us, who takes over a lot of our directorial stuff with our staff and our students.
So Sabrina, before I move to Marcus, tell me how you got started with Iron?
I met Derek Brown, who is the founder and executive director of Iron Lives. I met him 4 years ago when he was the principal at Amherst Middle School, and he was running Iron programs, and I got involved as a volunteer because I love nonprofits, especially local nonprofits. So I got involved volunteering for the 5K that happens every year, working with the program out at Dunbar Middle School. And we had a running joke that when the time came for a full-time employee, that would be me. And when the opportunity arose, I took it. And so I've been working with Iron for the last year and about 3 months.
Great. Thanks. Marcus?
Yes. Marcus Thomas, Director of Programs. It's been quite of a journey for me. Starting out, I was a student with this program, and then coming back as a college mentor, I went to Liberty University, and I graduated in 2016, went back because I love school so much, went back to get my master's degree from Liberty in 2018, and for a short period, I worked full-time elsewhere in a company in town, and during that time, I was a board member for Iron Lives, and I sort of took a leap of faith for myself and my family, and I wanted to join Iron as an employee. So here I am, and I'm just excited. This is only the beginning for this program and all that there is to come, and just the excitement that's been on the horizon for recent memory.
Yeah, well, welcome back.
Thank you.
We're glad you're back.
So
Devontae, student, tell us about yourself.
Yeah, my name is Devontae Sorrells. I'm a senior of Amherst County High School. I did the Iron program my 11th grade year. I did it because it was like something to do. I wanted to, you know, learn myself and become a role model for the younger students, you know, who look up to me. In general, I think this program has really helped me to be a better person. And hopefully it gets better and more popular as the years go on.
Yeah, and so through this interview, we're gonna talk a little bit more about that.
Yes, sir.
But let's, for the listeners, let's kind of give some background on the program itself. So I guess just a very basic question, what is Iron Lives?
Yeah, that's the best place to start. So Iron stands for I'm Responsible for Overcoming Negativity. And it was started in 2009 by Dr. Derek Brown, which I'll let Marcus talk a little bit more about what that looked like at the beginning. But now we are a youth leadership and character development program. Our mission is to be a bridge between students and their community by offering positive youth development, committed mentoring and character-centered athletics. So we're in six schools, Amherst included, and we have before and after school programming where we bring in guest speakers and have activities for the students. We do lots of community service and other activities in the community, like fun activities like ropes courses and rise up climbing, which is a really fun activity our Amherst County High School students are doing soon. So Marcus, I think it'd be good for you to talk about what it looked like when it started.
Right. For me, it was back in 2009 when the first Iron Meeting took place. It was myself and eight other guys, and we're famously known as the Founding Nine. Not that we founded the program. That was more so Derek Brown, and Alonzo Matthews. But we were the first nine individuals who were part of the first Iron Meeting. And at that point, it was Derek Brown casting the vision of what he felt in his heart was something he wanted to do, not only just for the students in this program, but for the entire Amherst and Lynchburg community. And at that time, as a 10th grader, sophomore in high school, I was fully on board because personally I was looking for a sense of camaraderie, cohesiveness, and a brotherhood to join a group of folks that have the same mindset, that have the same desires, and the same push and drive to be successful, but not having a sense of direction of what that looks like because of other influences and peer pressures and things like that. But Iron, for me, was just one of those things where I was surrounded by positive influences, positive interactions, and being able to just express myself in a way where I know that I could be somebody one day by being a part of, being one small piece of a greater whole.
Yeah. And so the negativity piece, mm-hmm. And it started in 2009, and that makes me think about kind of what was going on in the country with the recession and all of that, there was a lot of negative things going on at the time, and for young people to have positive influences, and it's still the case today. So that's a big part of this, is making sure that they're positive role models in the lives of our students.
Absolutely. Yeah. Our students have tons and tons of opportunities to go down a negative pathway, especially now with social media and having the entire knowledge of the internet in their pockets at all times. Yeah. So being able to offer another pathway, another opportunity, some positive adult examples so that, like Marcus said, they know they want to be something. And so offering them that example of how to get there gives them another way to turn instead of going down a negative path.
And that was pretty much the driving force behind how Iron was created and founded by Derek and Alonzo Matthews. It was this environment of there's so many kids with a lot of potential, but no direction. And before the program started, there was a couple of individuals who played on sports teams at Amherst County High School who had that potential to be great, not only in athletics, but in life, but didn't have that direction. And so there was one person in particular who had a scholarship for a D1 school to be probably one of the best athletes to come out of this community and to be somebody. Unfortunately, bad decisions and negative influences affected that. And so the D1 scholarship was taken away, and that opportunity was also taken away. And so that, from what Derek Brown mentions, is what really motivated him to start something to where students don't have to go down that path and students don't have to choose the wrong things, that they can be surrounded by people who will support them in their growth and development as young men and women so that they can have the opportunity to be successful and make a life. Mm-hmm. From this community.
So that's kind of the philosophical.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. But what happens? Mm-hmm. Well, we have meetings, and maybe Devante, you can talk about what happens for you, but down the road, what are the things that are in place that students actually do? What do they work on? Who do they work with? Those kinds of questions. And anybody can answer this one.
We like for mentors, we get successful people from, this county and stuff that did something with their lives, and they come back and, walk us through what to do, like how to look professional, how to lead, do leadership, and how to respect people so you can get better in life, so you can achieve your goals that you want to achieve in life.
Right. And typically, and Sabrina, you can touch on this as well, but we have a model. It's basically the build, support, send model. So the build piece, and correct me if I'm wrong, Sabrina, but the build piece is where we want to develop and to grow students with skills, whether it's workforce skills, character skills, or just practical things that they can use on an everyday basis. And that is including what he just said with Dress for Success workshops, whether it's activities. We had an activity recently where we had students sort of write thank you cards to their favorite teacher just to let them know, hey, we appreciate all of the work that you do for us. And that inspires them to pass that on, not just with this particular activity, but in everyday life. You know, you want to encourage folks, you know, no matter if they asked for it or if it was just something that, you know, you felt the urge to do. So just different activities with that around character development, personal development, and workforce development. And the support model is where we have the iron meetings, where we have in school meetings where we meet with the kids and bring in guest speakers so that they can be supported by others in the community who've walked the walk that they've gone through and are going through, and kind of inspire them and look at an influence that is not necessarily inside of the high school walls, but someone who has been through that experience but has the workforce skills and experience to pour into their lives. And then lastly, the send piece is where, you know, once they graduate high school, they're able to reciprocate other leaders and model what the IRON program is all about, and so that they can be young men and women who are the examples for those young men and women who are currently in the program.
So that's kind of the role you're playing.
That
now,
is,
right?
Yeah.
You're the same. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, can you guys give me some success stories of the program over the last decade?
Yeah, I think Marcus, you could probably talk about just some of the friends that were in that founding nine.
Yeah.
Well, by the way, Devante, to be in the Iron Lives, do you have to name all the Iron Nines? Is that like a initiation ritual? I think it ought to be.
It should, but I don't think so.
Oh man. So as far as success stories, I would say I'm a living, breathing, walking success story. Just how the program has impacted my life personally and relationally. And not a lot of people know this. Some do, some don't. I have a twin brother who we went through this program together. And he currently works, he lives in D.C. with his wife, Ashley. And he has incorporated his skills from IRON into the workforce, whether it's through, you know, showing up professionally in his occupation, to being able to communicate with diverse groups of people at what he does. And so just those stories and just the fact that him and I still have conversations to this day about the impact that this program has had and the friendships that we formed beyond high school as a result of this program specifically. There's another guy. He graduated a year before me, but he moved out to Seattle recently to work for Amazon. There's another guy who we were in the same graduating class where he went to Virginia Tech and furthered his education there. And then after graduation from college, he had an opportunity to work for Boeing as an engineer. And so these are just a handful of stories where, you know, this program didn't just affect people just for the immediate future, but it has affected people years beyond their graduating from high school.
Yeah, so last spring, I sat down with a bunch of seniors on the show and talked about what they were getting ready to do and how they were impacted.
Yeah.
And always, I mean, to the person, it was somebody in their lives, one person that made them feel like they could accomplish anything they wanted to.
Absolutely.
And so I get the sense that IRON program provides those adults.
Right.
It is a systematic way of getting successful adults in front of our students so our students can see successful adults and what it takes to be successful adults.
And for me, when I was in 10th grade, like I said, I was a person with high potential but no direction. And the person who, and even I would say this to this day, still has an incredible impact on my life is Derek Brown. And back then I called him Mr. Brown. It's weird now that I call him by a first name basis, but no, he was the first male figure that I looked up to. And I literally said to myself, I can remember verbatim, I was like, I want to be like him when I grow up. And the fact that he's now my boss, it's pretty full circle for me. But that's what we want kids to say when they graduate high school themselves, or even while they're in this program, is having a positive male figure, for our ladies, having a positive female figure, and saying to themselves, I want to be like that person one day.
Mention those. So there's there's some other programs that have kind of
So
come off of Iron.
Our founding nine, it was Derek just started Iron, and that was just a high school male program. The next year, some of the young ladies at Amherst County High School said, hey, Mr. Brown, we want our own program. We don't want to be a part of yours. We want our own thing. And so they started the Diamonds program. And so then when Derek moved from the high school to the middle school level, he naturally created two middle school programs. So those are the Rubies for our young ladies, who then grow into, they shine brighter as diamonds at the high school level. And then our younger gentlemen are our Tin Men, which stands for turning into noble men. Mm-hmm. And then they move into the Iron program. So they start, if we're in a school system that has middle and high school, they start with Tin Men and Rubies and then shift over into the high school Iron and Diamonds.
And as being a part of it, just showing up to meeting. Come to the meetings and see what it's about.
That's exactly it.
Absolutely. And then, like, I guess participating in the community, like community service hours, which really help shape you as a person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I know it's impacted you, Devontae, but I'm going to give you an opportunity to do some recruiting, because we obviously want to get as many folks involved in this as possible. So those students that are out there that are contemplating joining Iron Lives, or the Diamonds, or in the middle school, 10 Men or Rubies, what would you tell them?
I think you should do it, because it will really help you, like, I guess, grow as a person and be the best you can be. Use your potential for something good, not something bad. Because life is short. You got to do what you got to do.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's good stuff.
and here in you can make decisions when you're your age that can have an enormous impact on you
later
on down the road.
Yes.
So,
yes.
So important to have those positive influences.
Yeah. And he talked about community, just being involved in the community through different events. And that's one thing that being a high school student and being a part of different community events and being involved in that way, you really get a different perspective of the impact, not only that this program has, but the impact that you can make as an individual. Because, you know, when you're meeting with folks like you and who are similar to you in a high school setting, that's one thing. But when you step out in the community and you're putting forth your time, energy, and effort to make someone else's life better, you get a different perspective and a different viewpoint on life that really kind of summarizes, like, wow, this is what it's about. Mm-hmm. It's not about me. It's not about what I can do. It's honestly, how can I serve this person over here? And that's another aspect of this program that I feel is probably one of the most important things that we want students to see and understand and be a part of.
Great. Mm-hmm. Great. Is there anything that I've not given you the opportunity to speak to?
I think it's a fun program.
Yeah.
It's really fun.
I was hoping
he would use that as part of his recruitment. It's fun, right?
Yeah.
You enjoy being there.
And I did want to say that, you know, we have expanded the program beyond just Amherst County High School. We've actually expanded into some of the Lynchburg schools. So we definitely want to get the message, not just the message, but the actual program out to area schools so that they can be impacted the same way that these kids here at Amherst have been impacted initially.
Yeah. So. And so, if they want to come, when's the next meeting?
I think the next meeting is next
Yeah, the Thursday after next.
Thursday after next, mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And so this will go out on following Tuesday. So it will come out prior to you guys.
I'm going
to
pull up the date, and so then you could re-ask that question, and we could say the next meeting is November 7th.
November 7th.
November 7th is the next Iron Diamonds meeting.
Mm-hmm. All right. So Devontae, tell us when the next meeting.
The next Iron and Diamonds meeting is November 7th.
Okay. And you meet in the morning in the lecture hall at Amherst County High School. Okay.
7:30 sharp. A.M.
Let's fill it up. And what I'd like to say, we as a school division have just been through about a 10-month, 11-month process of listening to our community, listening to students, listening to staff, listening to parents, community members about what school should look like, right, in Amherst County. And we have just completed our comprehensive plan for the next 5 years, so our roadmap for where our school division needs to go. And over and over and over and over again, what we heard and what we wrote into this plan was that connection to this community, that this school system needs to be an integral part of this community.
That's so true.
And why I'm so excited about Iron is because that's in your mission.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, building that bridge to the community.
Exactly.
And so we feel like as a school system that is a critical part of what we do,
right.
building young people that are going to be prepared when they leave here.
That's right.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Our goal is not to graduate you. Mm. Our goal is to graduate you with the skills necessary to be successful.
To succeed
That's
in
it.
Life.
Right.
And so I feel like Iron Lives addresses that in ways that sometimes we don't in the school system.
Yeah.
So it's a great partnership. Yeah. I'm so thankful for you guys working with us. And I want to encourage anybody that's listening to check them out. It's a great program.
People can stay connected with us. They can check out our website, ironlives.com. We're on Facebook as Iron Lives, Inc. We're on Instagram as Iron Lives. So if people want to stay connected for updates, that'd be a great place to start.
All right. So Sabrina, Marcus, Devontae, thank you guys for joining us
today.
Thank you
for having me.
Thank you. Yes, this was great.
Great. And for the listeners, we thank you for joining us as well, and have a great day. Thank you.